It's Thursday night's food and drink show, and delighted to be joined by Jill from the Coniston Hotel. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And Gavin Rutter's here as well.
I am indeed. It's great to have you back, Jill. It's nice to have you in the studio this time. We've been down to the Coniston a few times, but it's nice to welcome you.
Yeah, it's lovely to be here. Yeah. Thank you.
And today we're talking weddings.
Yes.
Big thing for the hotel, big thing for any hotel, I guess. But it's a real big deal for the Coniston, I know, because you put a lot of effort into the food and drink that goes into making these a special day. Just talk us about some of the things you've got on offer.
Well, of course, we offer the traditional wedding, and that sort of always consists of the wedding breakfast, and then you know, weddings are very different in all. They come in all shapes and sizes, numbers, but typically they sort of arrive midday, and we have our wedding breakfast, and then in the afternoon we go out onto the terrace, and then usually the guests arrive for the evening, and then we go into a whole other operation in the evening, sort of with the evening food and entertainment, and but a lot of our guests as well stay overnight, so the food aspects of the wedding really can sort of start really from the night before and run all the way through to the following day. So it's all about the food, it's all about looking after the guests from start to finish.
It's interesting you use the word operation, because it is a bit of a military operation, isn't it?
Yes, it is, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, as far as the bride and groom are concerned, and the bridal party and the guests, you know, it's all very smooth, everything goes according to plan, there are never any hitches, but of course behind the scenes we're all running around ensuring that everybody gets exactly what is to be expected.
The only hitch you want is getting hitched. That was terrible.
That's very true.
Sorry about that.
Now, if we start at the beginning of the day, you mentioned the wedding breakfast. I bet what the Coniston offers is slightly different to what you had on your wedding breakfast, Alex. For anyone who didn't hear this the other week, just remind us what you had on your wedding day.
Full English.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, it was it? I thought you had fish and chips. That's why I thought it was unusual.
Oh, actually, you didn't mean breakfast. You meant wedding breakfast. My day consisted of a full English whilst I wrote my speech, and then the actual wedding breakfast, we had fish and chips. Yeah.
Which is slightly unusual, but I mean, that's not everyone's cup of tea. I think that's quite a lot of food to have a first thing, but I mean, each their own. What do you tend to offer, Jill?
For the actual wedding breakfast itself, we've got three typical packages as a traditional sort of three-course sit-down menu. We have other exciting things, such as our Fabulous Friday weddings, and they are very much designed for people who get married maybe later in the day and arrive at the hotel and either have had their wedding ceremony at their local church, or they may use our facilities for the civil ceremony, and then we go straight into sort of an evening event, which could be a hog roast, or it could be a Buffy, and it puts straight into the evening event, and they're really popular. Or on a Sunday, we do something Sparkling Sunday package, and that's all about Prosecco and afternoon tea, and it's a really light afternoon event, usually smaller numbers, but it could be for larger numbers as well, and that's a really sort of pleasant summertime wedding, and becoming more and more popular.
I was going to say, traditionally Saturday is the day, but I think other days are becoming more popular, aren't they?
Well, it's sort of, we try to be quite creative, because of course there are only 52 Saturdays in any one year.
Yeah, sure.
And of course our demand is probably three or four times that, so we try to sort of create something special for different days of the week. People actually get married now on any day of the week.
Yeah. Well, I went to a Monday wedding quite recently, and it was a lovely one. It was one of the best ones I'd ever been to. So, I mean, if you've got the right atmosphere, I guess it doesn't matter what day it is.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of brides are concerned, you know, for the friends, you know, having to take time off work. But, you know, if you really set a really wonderful wedding up, and of course the guests have got a lot of time to sort of plan these things, then, it can work very well.
And, I mean, in terms of the food, is it something, once you book the wedding, do the couple then sit down with you and go through some choices? You
know, absolutely,
They have the tough job of tasting the menu.
They
do. That must be a terrible chore.
We always invite them prior to the wedding, and they usually six people come, bride and groom, and the parents come along, and they try all sorts of different dishes, because we really want them to have exactly what they want. You know, there are many different sauces, many different twists on the dishes themselves, just to make sure that the bridal party are getting exactly what they want.
Hey, listen, yeah, but Sorry. So when you have a list of the priorities that people come to planning their wedding with, food and drink has got to be up there amongst the highest, I would have thought. I mean, there's other things like venue, but from your experience, how important is it to people?
I think it's really important because, you know, obviously this is a you know, such a special day, and, you know, I think there's a lot of concern by the bride, particularly, and the groom, you know, that their guests are going to be well looked after. And so you've got to sort of strike something that's sort of middle of the road in terms of basic dish, but then they always want something different. No two weddings are the same. And so we really just try to cater, you know, for their very specific needs. There's also dietary requirements. And obviously vegetarian dishes are something that really need to be worked on. You know, gone are the days where a few vegetables on a plate will suffice.
It's a dried up nut roast, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we've all experienced that. So we really try to be as creative as we can.
First few weddings I went to in life, it's always chicken. It was always dry chicken.
Yeah. Well, you know, to be honest, I have to admit that chicken is probably one of the main meats that we would use for the wedding breakfast by choice from the bride and groom.
Yeah.
It is just a very good staple, really, that they know their guests are going to enjoy.
But when it's good quality and you know where you've sourced it from, it's a world away from those dried up days like you were talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, you mentioned the hog roast. That interests me. I've actually been to a wedding where there was a hog roast on, and it's such a centre point of the evening do. Everyone gets excited for it. There's the theatre, there's the drama of the spit and everything. Is that a popular choice, do you find?
It is, definitely for the evenings, you know, because it's one of those things that it can sort of last for a couple of hours, and guests can come and go and eat as much or as little as they like.
People are looking for something different
nowadays,
aren't they?
Absolutely. Or barbecues, that's another choice as well. Again, you know, Buffies are great, but, you know, they have been around for many years, and we try to introduce all sorts of different types of food, field food, tapas. We try to incorporate as much as we can, but at the end of the day, it's got to be tasty, wholesome. We try to find food from around the local area. That's also important to a lot of people. We just listen very carefully to what the bridal party are wanting and try to sort of meet or exceed their expectations.
I suppose when you're in the heart of the Yorkshire Dales like you are as well, I mean, if the weather's good, people want to be eating outside. So
yes.
That's a real draw, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I think the outdoor aspect of any wedding is really important. So as a venue, we're very fortunate to be in a beautiful part of the world with fantastic views over the lake. I think, you know, you sort of said food's very important for when people choose their venue. But I think views are backdrops and all of that sort of thing as well.
Do you have, I've been to a few weddings as well now where there's that the evening food and then 10, 11pm they have something else. Have you ever had any requests for that? Sort of,
absolutely.
Late night bacon sarnies or
whatever? It's usually bacon sandwiches, but it could be anything at all.
So speaks the wedding DJ here, always has late requests himself.
There was one that where they got curry delivered at midnight to a marquee. I mean, that was
bizarre. It's really quite a sensible idea as well, because I think weddings are really sort of a long occasion in the day, and you might have started on the old sparkly wine as you arrive at the venue. That could be as early as sort of midday.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're now at 10 o'clock at night, and there's probably been quite a lot of alcohol consumed, and it's quite good to keep the food flowing as well.
Yeah, mop it up. I think I've never been married. I think if I did, the nerves would probably get the better of me. I wouldn't eat anything till at least about, you know, once the ceremony's out of the way, and then I'd be starving. So
yeah, exactly.
you'd have too much lined up in the morning, and I think I'd waste it.
So. Oh, we did speeches before the wedding breakfast because I wanted to actually enjoy the food. And
you know, we get that request quite a lot, and I really can't blame you guys for that. I mean, it's quite scary. It is very scary, I think. And at the end of the day, you know, it's really for the couple to have the best day of their life. And if that speech is getting in the way, then get it out of the way and you know, do the speeches before.
Especially when it's hastily written in gold pen in a cafe at 11 in the morning. Has that been me?
No.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd written it in gold pen, I could hardly read it.
Typical radio presenter, he says he'll wing it.
Absolutely, yeah, to make it up, yeah. So if people want to sort of find out more about your packages, Jill, what's the best way to go about that?
Really, what I would encourage them to do is go onto the website and have a look. We've got fantastic Facebook pages. Most of our brides post, and we encourage them to do that, so you get a really good flavour of, you know, the happy day and the variety of weddings. Or, of course, give us a call or at any time drop in and come and talk to... we've got two wedding coordinators. We're all there just to jump in and talk to people and see whether we can actually, you know, look after them on their wedding day.
And I've on and off, I've wedding DJ for 20 years, so I can give advice on good and bad first dance song choices.
Can you?
Yeah.
I've seen some bad ones over the years.
We've seen some very interesting ones too.
I like it when they rehearse a routine. I think that's always nice.
Yeah.
So I've seen a few of those. Yeah. Yeah.
I went to a wedding last year, 15-minute first dance routine.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, that's testing anyone's patience, isn't it?
I think it was quite entertaining, actually.
It's amazing the detail that the brides and grooms get into nowadays. I mean, it's a real military, from their end of things, you know, all the detail they get into. It is quite amazing.
Absolutely. Well, listen, it's been fascinating to chat through, and we'll see you next time.
Lovely to be here. Thank you very much.